Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Dr. Randy Tobler on the phone with us right now. That video you were listening to there was audio of a disabled woman being attacked up in Minneapolis last night by some of these rioters. They apparently beat her and robbed her. You can see her in front of a door in a wheelchair. It was unbelievable what's happening up there. Randy Tobler, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. It's as we watch what's going on in the world, whether it's coronavirus or what's in Minneapolis, and we see the basest of human behaviors, and how many we could talk about just defining those basic behaviors for hours, right?
Yes.
And then you think about how limbic we can be, right? I mean, it's just amazing to watch the behavior of human beings. I guess those tree huggers that say we are just like the animals and the plants and we're really no different. Maybe they're right in some way. Huh? I'm not sure our gray matter takes over in a lot of cases.
Well, not sure anymore. It's very strange how the media covers all of this, too. Pointing out last night that thousands of people poured into the street. This is a Washington Post story. And a peaceful protest descended into disarray and looting. And by 10 p.m., an auto zone had caught fire.
No.
Like the AutoZone caught fire on its own is how it's reported in the mainstream media. Not that rioters looted and set fire to a business because they're upset over something that a single police officer did wrong. That's the problem here. Peacefully protest all you want, but the minute you start burning and looting like we saw in Ferguson, you've lost the argument.
Yeah, I was going to say it harkens back to Ferguson. I remember one particular image that I just kept rolling in my mind, looping around during that time. And it was as I watched people bashing a McDonald's.
Yes.
I think it was a McDonald's restaurant, just bashing it, you know, just destroying it. Windows broke. And I thought, what? And I tweeted it out last night. In fact, Mark, I sat there and it's funny that you say it. What good does it do to promote a righteous cause? It's a righteous cause that people are protesting and demonstrating about when they claim that there is a problem, and there likely is some problem when you have one officer doing what was horrifically described on that video, and we saw, and it's hard to watch.
Right.
And others standing around, right? There's three others, at least one in the video and probably a couple others hanging out there that have been reported. And that's certainly a cause to be brought to detention and for the protester to say we really need to examine what's going on here. But it only erodes their case and discredits them when 110,000 people that lit fire to the AutoZone and then vandalized and looted other places. But what are they thinking? How does that improve their case? And I just the irrationality of it all, starting with the event itself, but then the reaction to it just descends you into chaos in your mind, and how to make any sense of it is just amazing. It's sad to see this going on in America. And I guess in the wake of coronavirus and people having, 6 weeks of cabin fever or more,
right.
Maybe people just have a raw nerve, and it doesn't take much for them to act irrationally
and
in a beastly way. This is just base animal instincts in us being expressed.
I like to think that the coronavirus and the people being locked up had something to do with it. And then I'll go back and play this for people just to remind them. So that was Lewis Head, the stepfather of Michael Brown, before Ferguson mm-hmm. burned, encouraging the riots, encouraging the violence, and burning businesses that would in the days after that not be there anymore to support the local community because they got burned down. The AutoZone, Fox had video this morning of people openly looting a Target store. And there were reports on the media of people running down the street with flat screen TVs in their hands, and police were nowhere to be found to crack down on that. And I believe that that's a direct result of the PTSD many in law enforcement have after the Ferguson effect. Why would you not have continued to enforce the laws just because some folks are acting out over this injustice up there? It was hands-off.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I mean, the 99% plus, pick your number, but the vast, vast majority of law enforcement officials that get it right, show self-restraint, do the right thing, are now going to be, of course, in aggregate, demeaned and besmirched every time that the mainstream media has a chance. And they're going to be called off. And we saw that. We saw the off fall from the Ferguson effect. We saw the very neighborhoods that need the policing the most. We saw those police say, "Hey, no mas, done. I'm out of here. I'm not going to. I'm a good cop, but I'm not going to be lumped in with the bad one and take some criticism or beating or worse because I happen to wear a blue uniform." You know, and I just don't know what these folks are thinking, whose neighborhoods need this policing. And why, in an era when, I think we learned on the coronavirus that we learned from history, right? And what worked in Asia with masks seems to work, no matter what the CDC said. There seems to be some effect of that. Those countries did well. Well, folks should remember that Martin Luther King, the last time I have read a history about him or a biography or studied the civil rights movement, the effective Martin Luther King and people that followed him used civil disobedience in a very calm and nonviolent way. And I would implore folks who have a problem, and they should, with this behavior on the part of some police, to maybe think about that heritage and not the radical Ferguson heritage.
Yeah, that's a great point. You brought up the coronavirus here, and I want to get to you to your opinion on this, because we just had Tanya J. Powers on from Fox News Radio talking about this poll that said that 79% of people don't think we should reopen America until we have a vaccine. But 50% of people say they wouldn't take it anyway. The numbers don't make any sense.
Well, and neither does a lot of processing by even the top scientists and the CDC in our land. And that's what's driving a lot of this tension and confusion and what you're seeing, these polar opposites that don't make sense. They're irrational, right? How on the one hand can you say, I'm not going to do anything, and I'm going to be locked down, and I'm going to watch my, friend's business or my business go to ground until there's a vaccine. And on the other hand, those must be different populations. I think that's what it is. People have different mindsets, and it's probably driven by sociodemographics. It's probably driven by whether you're more of a right-brain person or a left-brain person, right? The left-brain person says, rationally speaking, this is not as bad as we thought initially. And we overreacted, and that overreaction was, in fact, a lockdown, a strict, just uniform, everywhere lockdown. And so I think we can back off on that before a vaccine, and I'm going to use common sense, and I'm going to, especially if I'm a more vulnerable population, I'm going to be careful about where I'm going to go, and I'm going to limit my access to people who may be carrying asymptomatically. We're beginning to process that. Right-brain people, on the other hand, dominated mostly in the left-wing media and in progressive circles, are more emotive. They see, I happened to turn on the Today Show on Memorial Day, and Mark, one story after another, they're heartbreaking stories. The Broadway actor who loses his leg, and he seems to be a relatively young and healthy guy, Nick Cordero. One after another story, small town, big town, metropolitan. it's all about drama and emotions. And yes, I interviewed a resident, a friend of mine who is graduating a residency in Denver, taking care of frontline people. There are occasionally healthy people that get very sick and die or lose limbs or are impaired. But those are what it's those stories that dominate the processing of right brain people. Those, by the way, happen to be left-handed people, for those of you out there who are left-handed. just kidding. But, you know, the right-brain people that are dominated that way, and it's the progressives, right? It's the people that want universal health care and forgive your student debt and open borders and, you know, a big hug for everyone in the world, no matter what happens to American citizens. And everyone needs to have a big heart, but you got to also have a big brain. Those people are going to be the ones that vote and in the polls say, I'm going to be locked down until there's a vaccine. That makes no common rational sense. Absolutely none. And now we're beginning to see the stories, and I'm seeing it at our hospital. Others are reporting it, Mark, that people that have stayed away and have delayed illness are now beginning to see the ravages of that. I saw a delayed breast cancer diagnosis the other day. I've talked to cardiologists that are seeing heart attacks that stayed at home and have terrible damage. They're now cardiac invalids. I heard about a death that happened at home because someone doesn't come in for chest pain because they're worried about it. And so this is truly amazing, the way people are just not processing this sensibly. On the other hand, is it wise to be at a party pool at Lake of the Ozarks on Memorial Day? Probably not. And I know of healthcare workers that were down there. I don't know what they're thinking.
No, I would agree. Randy Tobler, listen, always a pleasure to get your common sense point of view, my friend.
Enjoy talking to you, Mark. Stay safe. We'll see you.
Yes, sir. We'll have you on again soon. Dr. Randy Tobler there. Listen to him every Saturday morning. I'm sorry, from 6 to 8 here on 971 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.